在现场的现场弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to the brothers, whether you're here or online.
特别欢迎有最近和第一次在我们当中的这些我们看到的一些面孔，神喜悦你们的到来。
So, thank you, whether you're here for the first time or have been here for a long time, we're happy that you're here.
因为我们是在合一中在神的殿前来敬拜他。
We come here to worship him in unity.
在预备今天的讲章的时候呢，这个堪萨斯，这个秋天悄悄地潜入了我们堪萨斯 City。
So, when I was preparing this message, the fall kind of sneaked into it.
树叶逐渐地开始变颜色了。
And the leaves are changing color.
再过几天在阳光下我们会看到那晶莹剔透的彩叶。
And soon we will see in the sunlight all these colorful leaves.
当我们注视这些美景的时候，我们不禁会联想，当新天新地的时候会是何等的一幅景象。
So, we can imagine what it's going to look like in the new heaven and new earth.
那将是更为美好的一个景象。
And it's even more beautiful.
我们看到在座的众弟兄姊妹还有在线上，虽然我们没有看到，但是我们能感受到他，我们在一起，我们看到弟兄姊妹这些爱主的这些表情和美丽的脸庞，我们真是非常的感恩。
So I'm very thankful when I look at you, I see your faces, how and also imagine the brothers and sisters that'sonline, their facial expressions, I'm very thankful.
当我们在新天新地的时候，我们还会在一起来敬拜我们这一位的神。
And in the new heaven and new earth, we will worship our God together.
这是神给我们的应许，也是我们今天的盼望。
And this is his promise and also our hope for today.
上周呢，我们家有一件事情。
Last week, there's something happened in my household.
我的姊妹顾杰呢，借着这个宣誓成为了美国的公民。
My sister, 顾杰 has become a U.S. citizen.
那一天我突然的一下子我在想，我有点吃惊，原来我快二十年我和一个外国人生活在一起。
So I was amazed. I was living with a foreigner for 20 years.
我们在一起的生活，更主要的是我们在一起的同心的服事。
The most important thing in our lives is our service together for God.
从来没意识到他是个外国人。
And I never know that she's think that she's a foreign person.
后来想了一下，原来我们是一个国度的，我们同属神的国度。
And so I realized finally that we're all of one kingdom, the kingdom of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，虽然我们在座的我们彼此可能还有不熟悉的，但是我们同属一个国度。
So even though we may not be familiar with each other, but we're all of one kingdom.
感谢主，这个施洗约翰说天国近了。
John the Baptist said, the kingdom of God is near.
主耶稣也教导我们说天国近了。
And Jesus also said the kingdom of God is near.
我们知道上周美国发生了一个悲剧，大家都熟悉的。
Last week, there was a sad thing that happened in the U.S.
就那个 Kirk 弟兄被枪杀了。
This brother Kirk was assassinated.
这件事实际上我们除去政治的因素，我们看到了一个神的工作。
If we remove the political side of things and we see the work of God,
这位弟兄被杀，结果唤起了是美国的一个信仰的复兴。
The loss of his life created a revival in this country.
在很多大学当中，我们看到一些年轻人，甚至有十几岁的 teenager。他们都愿意宣告让耶稣做他们终生的救主。
And many young people in, around the campus, they proclaim that Jesus is their Savior.
所有这些都印证了神再来的日子近了。
And all these show us that the Jesus' return is imminent.
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
我们想我们要进入天国，我们怎样预备进这个国度？
If we have to enter the kingdom of heaven, how do we enter it?
这就是今天我们要一起探讨的一个话题，就是要献圣洁的活祭，然后行成圣的道路。
And that's the topic we're going to cover to this morning, is offering a holy, living sacrifice and walking the path of sanctification.
圣洁这个词，我想我们弟兄姊妹是一个非常熟悉的词。
The word holiness, I'm sure you're very familiar with this word.
但这是也同样也是一个非不容易理解的那么完整的一个词。
And it's also a word that is not very easily understood.
所谓熟悉是因为我们经常的听到，我们在祷告当中也经常用这个词，我们要圣洁。
We hear it all the time and also use it in our prayer all the time, this word holiness.
我们也知道我们的神是圣洁的神。
And we all know that our God is a holy God.
当我们说起在生活中的圣洁的时候，我们通常会说我们在行为上要改变这个，改变那个。
And when we use the word holiness in our everyday life, we may say that we have to change our actions, to change this or that.
我们要努力地活出圣洁的生活。
And we have to diligently live out this holy life.
这个非常的宝贵，这是对的。但是弟兄姊妹有没有思考过，凭着我们自己的努力，我们能不能过上圣洁的生活？
This is precious, and we have to, but have you thought about, just by our own effort, can we live out a holy life?
当我们看圣洁这个词的时候，我们看到了有几重的意思，从它的原文。
When we look at this word holiness, there's a couple of level of meaning.
圣洁是神的属性。
Holiness is the character of God.
神让我们圣洁，他是要圣洁的含义是要分别出来。
The meaning that God wants us to be holy is to set apart, for us to set apart.
从世界分别出来，出来以后归于神。
And set apart from the world to belong to Him.
所以这个圣洁的归属是神。
So, the holiness is belong to God.
还有一个意思就是这个圣洁是圣的，洁净的，是由神来分别出来的。
So, holiness is holy and it's clean and set apart by God.
所以我们看到两重的意思，第一个由神来分别，第二一重是归于神。
So we see that there are two levels. One is set apart by God to belong to Him.
这就回到了我们刚才的问题，我们如何才能过圣洁的生活？
So go back to the earlier question, how can we live a holy life?
一会儿我们会看到神已经给了我们答案。
And God has already given us the answer.
那就是我们要把自己先归给神。
The first thing is we have to give ourselves to God.
与神密切的连接
and to connect with him closely,
把主权交给神
and offer up the sovereignty to God,
我们才能活出圣洁的生活。
Only then can we live out a holy life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主，在这美丽的秋天，你把我们众弟兄姊妹带到你的殿前，我们同心合一地来敬拜你，我们也来寻求你的话语。
Lord, we thank you that you brought us here in such a beautiful fall day, And we come here to seek you, Lord.
愿你今天把圣洁这个话题你向我们显明。
And Lord, may you reveal to us, this topic on holiness.
好让我们能够把自己献上，把主权交托给你。
So that we can offer ourselves to you and, offer up our, turn over our sovereignty to you.
主也求你帮助我们活出由你而来的圣洁的生活。
And live out a holy life that is from you.
让我们的生命成为见证你的活祭。
And let our life be a testimony of sacrifice to you.
感谢爱我们的主。
We praise you and thank you.
这样的祷告赞美祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
下面呢我们看一节的经文是在罗马书。
Let's look at Romans
12, verse 1.
Chapter
12, verse 1. Let's read this verse. Romans 12, verse 1. So, brothers, I urge you by God's mercy, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, accepted by God. You serve as such, is natural.
Let us read together Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
从这短短一节的经文里边，我们看到了有三重的意思在里边。
So just from this one verse, we see three different points.
第一个我们看到了圣洁的源头。
So we see that the source of holiness
是来自于神。
It's from God.
他是圣洁的并且是掌王权的。
He is, holy and he is also sovereign.
所以在这节的经文讲我们要将身体献上。
So we have to offer up our bodies.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
这个将身体献上它表达的意思是完全的献上。
This offering up of our bodies, the meaning is we completely offer up ourselves.
那当作活祭的意思是让我们以一个活的生命把自己献上。这个活的生命是一个持续的活的并且是在不断的成长的这么一个生命。
Offering up as a living sacrifice is this living, this life that we are living is continuous and, being sacrificed.
然后这个生命呢是圣洁的。
And this life is holy.
因为神为我们预备的救赎的道路是一条成圣的道路。
Because this, this way, this,path that God, prepared for us is a path of sanctification.
而要行这条成圣的道路我们必须要圣洁。
And to be able to be on this path of sanctification, we must be holy.
第三个讲到了侍奉。
And third is about, service.
我们一谈到侍奉我们就想到要服侍做事情要做很多的事情。
When we think of, service, we think of doing things.
这个侍奉不管在英文还是原文里边跟敬拜是一个词。
This original text, this service is related to, worship.
并且这个敬拜可不单单指的是我们主日在这里的敬拜。
And it's, not simply refer to the worship on Sunday.
而是作为活祭的敬拜。
It is a living, the worship that is based on a living sacrifice.
那就指的是在我们每天的生活当中，每遇到每一件事，要做每一件事，我们都是要来敬拜我们的神。
So, in our everyday life, everything that we do, it is a worship.
这种敬拜的理所当然指的是让这种敬拜成为我们心灵的理性，就是我们 理所当然，就是心灵里边我们自然的就要去做这样的事。
And this is allows our spirit to be instinctively worshiping God.
这个对应的是我们救我的性格。我们遇到某种事的时候，我们以往的救我都有那么一个点，有那么个被触发的点，就是一个痛点。
Our old self has this pain point.
Yeah, pain point. Yes. 当被这个痛点被触到的时候，救我一下子就冒出来。
So when this point is touched, pain point is touched, we will, our old cells are activated.
而我们的圣洁的侍奉就变成一种很自然的一种敬拜。
And this holy worship, it becomes normal to our spirit.
这个敬拜的自然完完全全的遮盖了救我的那种痛点。
And this holy worship covers up our pain point, old self pain point.
这些经文还提醒我们说，这个敬拜、圣洁、活献活祭是一个持续的过程。
And this spiritual worship is a process.
因为成圣是持续的，所以圣洁是持续的。
So because sanctification is a process, so holiness is also a process.
啊，有了这个经文的我们的学习，我们看，我们来讨论三个题目今天。
So based on that, we're gonna discuss three points this morning.
第一个是神是圣洁之源，让我们成圣洁。
So the first is God is the source of holiness and he wants us to be holy.
是神的命令。
And this is a command of God.
第二一个是我们的回应，与神密切相连，顺服神就必能圣洁。
So the second is our response, to be closely connected with God and be obedient to God.
第三个是应用，用一生侍奉神，在圣洁中得成圣。
The third is application, to spend our lives serving God and be sanctified in holiness.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们会马上有一个问题，圣洁的起源，我们知道源头在神，那圣洁是从何处，从何时起源的呢？
You may have a question, so when God is the source of holiness, but when does it start?
由于圣洁是神的属性，所以呢，它的起源是从亘古到未来的永恒。
So the starting point is from the past everlasting to everlasting because it is from God.
而我们人呢，能经历到的这种圣洁，是从我们人有了人到新天新地。
So from us, it's from.The time man was created to the new heaven and the new earth.
创世纪一章二十七节说，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Genesis 1:27 said, So God created man in his own image, in the image of God and created him. Male and female he created them.
这里边虽然没有圣洁这个词，但是由于神是圣洁的，所以神在圣洁中创造了圣洁的人。
Even though holiness is not mentioned here, but because God is holy and he created man in his image, so man is holy.
所以从创造，我们人就开始了从神而来的圣洁的属性。
So we have this holy character from God. From
但是我们知道遗憾的是我们的先祖在伊甸园犯了罪。
But we know that our ancestor sinned in the Garden of Eden.
人整个的离开了神创造时的圣洁。
And we depart from God's holiness.
陷入到一个光景，像陈锡宗弟兄今天早晨分享的，陷入到了世界、肉体还有自己当中，自我当中。
into so that the sin entered into us.
但是我们知道我们的神他爱我们从来没有放弃他创造的我们。
We know God loves us and he never gave up on his creation.
他救赎我们他要把我们从黑暗中救出来要把他创造时的圣洁恢复到我们生命当中。
And he loves us so he wants to save us so we could be holy again.
他在呼召和拣选他救赎的儿女的时候已经是有了一个明确的目的一个旨意就是要将救赎的人成为圣洁。
So he wants those of us who are saved to become holy.
刚才我们读过了《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章七节神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽乃是要我们成为圣洁。
And we just read First Thessalonians 4:7 For God has not called us for impurity but in holiness.
神呼召我们每一位是为了让我们成为圣洁。
So God called all of us so that we could be holy.
以弗所书一章四节就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他里面成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Ephesians 1:4 Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the earth, of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
神拣选我们的目的是为了让我们成为圣洁。
God called us, the goal is so that we could be holy.
感谢我们的主，这是神何等的恩典。我们本是污秽的，是黑暗的，可是呢，神借着呼召拣选他给我们一个明确的盼望他就是要我们成为圣洁。
And praise the Lord that we originally are impure, but he called us to be holy.
神的救赎是让我们成圣让我们在基督再来的时候在新天新地与神同在。
His salvation is for us to be holy so that we could be with him in the new heaven and new earth.
在这条成圣的路上神对我们提出了一个要求让我们要圣洁地走这条成圣的路。
God, in this path of sanctification, God has a requirement for us to be holy.
哥林多后书七章一节说道亲爱的弟兄啊我们既有这等应许就当洁净自己除去身体灵魂一切的污秽敬畏神得以成圣。
So 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to the completion in the fear of God.
我们在这里看到要成圣必须圣洁。
So we see that for us to be, we must be holy to be sanctified.
另一处的经文是在以赛亚书35:8，在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为赎民行走。
Isaiah 35:8, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way.
神为我们预备了一条成圣的道路。
God has prepared for us a path of sanctification.
要行这条路，神说我们必须要圣洁。
So in order to walk this path, we must be holy.
换一个角度我们从神的国度观来看一下圣洁。
And from another angle, looking at holiness from his, in light of his kingdom.
当耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候他的国度已经成就了。
And when Jesus, on the cross is finished, his, kingdom was here.
当基督再来的时候神的国度就会实实在在的呈现在我们的面前。
And when Jesus comes again, his kingdom will be revealed before us.
这中间有一段的时间，神的目的是为什么？
And there is this time gap. What is God's, what did God want to show us during this time?
他要让万族还没有听福音的人能够听到福音，没有得救的人能够得着救赎。
And he wants all nations during this time to hear this gospel and be saved.
这是何等的恩典，神何等的爱我们。
How great is his grace? How much does he love us?
出埃及记十九章六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
Exodus 19:6。And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
原来神在出埃及记的时候，已经把这个国度的应许赐给了我们。
Even in the time of Exodus, he's already given us this vision of this kingdom.
在这里提到，要成为神国度的国民，一定要圣洁。
In order to become his people in this kingdom, we must be holy.
希伯来书十二章十四节也在说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Hebrews 12:14 says, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord."
这里边提到了圣洁与神永远同在的关系，也就是与神的国度的关系。
Here it talks about the relationship between holiness and the kingdom of God.
神为我们预备的一切，他也给了我们命令，也给了我们应许。也就是说，我们靠着与神交托给神，当活祭献上，神应许我们，我们一定能够得着圣洁。
God has prepared everything for us.And prepared for so when if we offer ourselves as living sacrifice, then we will be holy.
刚才前面我分享了一点，我们要靠自己生活，我们做不到。
If we rely on our own efforts in our everyday life, we cannot accomplish that.
我们只有与神密切的相连，把自己完全的交托给神，像活祭一样献上。我们才能从神得着圣洁。
Only if when we closely connected with God and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, that's how we become holy.
我们的主耶稣用了一个非常生动的葡萄树的比喻，给我们启示了这一点。
Jesus gave it an example of
在约翰福音十五章五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
John 15 verse 5 says, "I am the vine; you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing."
与神密切相连，完全连接与神，交托与神。才能结出圣洁的果实。
And only through a close connection with God, that we can bear fruit.
哥林多前书一章三十节也有从另一个角度的描述，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "And because of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption."
这里我们看到救赎必须要神要求我们要得救赎必须要圣洁。
And here we also see that if we need to be if we are to be redeemed, then we must be holy.
换一种说法，神的应许是，我们如果与神密切相连，交托与神，我们必能圣洁。
It also tells us that if we are closely connected with God, then we will be sanctified.
那我们知道了神给我们这样的应许，那我们如何在日常中，我们如何才能得着这个圣洁？
So since God has given us this promise, how can we live it out in our everyday life?
我们如何才能走这条成圣的路？
How can we walk on this path of sanctification?
今年的主题我们知道是在神的光明中行。
You know, our theme this year is to walk in the light of God.
我在预备的时候我在思考今年这个主题和圣洁如何相关的呢？是怎样联系在一起？
So I was meditating on how this theme this year is related to holiness.
今年这个在神的光明中行这个主题，不但说我们要跟神相连，我们要跟神融合。
Not only this year's theme.About not only we have to be connected to Him, we're also to be with Him as one.
融合这个词我觉得更加的贴切，因为说我里边有神，神里边有我，也就是让神住在我里面。
And this, this one with God is more descriptive to me, because that means God in me and I'm in God.
当我们穿戴基督的时候那神的圣洁就会圣灵就会带领我们走这条圣洁的成圣的道路。
And when we are clothed in Christ, then we are led in this path of sanctification.
所以我们要遵行神的话，要听神的管教。
So we have to obey His word and listen to His teachings.
正像希伯来书十二章十节所说，生身的父母生身的父都是是攒随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Hebrews 12:10 says, For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness.
当我们完全沉浸在神的话语的时候，融合在神里边的时候，神的圣洁就会进到我们的生命。
So when we are one with God, then His holiness will enter into us.
因为神的真理能帮助我们成圣，就像约翰福音十七章十七节。
Just like Gospel of John 17:17, His truth will sanctify us.
刚才弟兄念了。好，那这一部两处的经文告诉我们说，我们唯有遵行神道才能圣洁。
So only if we obey Him, then we can become holy.
那我们第三个题目进到了应用。
And the third point, we entered into the application.
我们刚才从神的话中，我们知道了圣洁的源头和神给我们的应许，以及我们如何才能圣洁。
So earlier we talked about God's promise and His commands and how we can become holy.
我们下一个话题是我们说我们在日常中如何行才能够圣洁。
So how do we become holy in our everyday life? What should we do?
前面其实我们在解经的时候，如果我们思考，神把答案都已经给了我们。
So if we just look at God's word earlier, the answer is already there.
神喜悦我们要做的是如何把神的话语行动在我们日常当中。
And God is pleased when we act out His word in our everyday life.
当我们读到今天神赐给我们的话语的时候，我们要安静下来去思考，我们如何才能在我们用生命来活出圣洁。
So when we hear His word, we have to meditate on His word so we can live out His word in our everyday life.
这就今年其实多次和弟兄姊妹分享过的一些怎样过一个圣徒的生活。
And we shared this year about this many times already, how we can live out a Christian life.
默想神的话语是我们应该做的事。
And to meditate on His word is something that we need to do.
最近我知道弟兄姊妹可能都知道我呢自己受了一个月以前我受了一点伤。
I think a lot of brothers know that about a month ago I was a little bit injured.
伤后呢其实有点 more than a little bit, 其实蛮严重的。
It's actually a serious injury.
疼痛持续一个月一直到现在不间断的持续的疼痛。
I felt pain for a whole month.
当这个伤刚刚发生的时候很自然的陷入的因为我过去是医生我很自然的陷入到自己的知识当中。
So because I was a doctor, it's very normal that I entered into the knowledge of what happened.
我要靠着知识赶紧恢复。
So through my knowledge, I want to be healed.
目标一个礼拜。
So the goal was 1 week.
结果呢，我就一瘸一拐的就想活动。
So I was trying to do some exercise.
没想到又活动又痛。
But
没
好。The more I exercised, the more painful it was.
然后就进入到了第二周，目标两个礼拜。
So I entered into the second week, and my goal was in 2 weeks I'll be healed.
增加了活动量，结果更痛。
So I exercised more, and then there were more pain.
哇，这个时候我就开始有点软弱。我跟姊妹不太讲，因为我怕影响她。软弱，我想了很多。哇，这个万一我站不起来，我的服侍怎么办？
So in my weakness, I didn't share this with my sister, but I was thinking, what happened if I can't stand, how do I serve?
我本来是主外的在家里，结果我这腿一坏，我说我不能主外了，我比姊妹还主里呢，我在床上躺着。
So, I had to lay on the bed.
其实这个过程中神 我说了是我自己个人的心理活动其实神从我受伤的第一天就在我这儿做工作
Actually I was talking about what I was in my mind but God had started his work the first day I was injured
前三天的时候这个腿一落地哇这个脚一挨地就剧痛
The first 3 days all I have to do is put my foot on the ground
我记得上厕所每一共只有8到10步离那个洗手间可是呢每一步都是剧痛。
Just going to the bathroom, only seven steps, but every step was painful.
其实那个时候我想到了我们的主耶稣。
And that's when I thought about our Lord Jesus.
他背着我们的罪。
He carried our sins.
背着我们的沉重的十字架。
He carried the heavy cross.
一步一步的向那个堕落地走去。
And he, step by step, he, go towards Calvary.
我的痛苦跟主耶稣为我们的罪所经历的算得了什么？
My pain and compared my pain to what Jesus had, suffered, it does not compare.
当我信心动摇的时候呢，保罗的故事又提醒我。
When my faith was wavering, the example of Paul reminded me.
神的恩典够我用。
His grace is sufficient for me.
罗马书八章也提醒我们，我们今天所经历的。比起与我们将来要所得的荣耀相比，那算不得什么。
And also Romans chapter 8 reminded me the sufferings that we suffer today compared to the glory that we're going to get, it's not comparable.
圣灵在这段经历中一直拖住了我，神的话拖住了我。
So the Holy Spirit helped me up, and so is God's word.
神也保护了我。
God protected me.
好多爱我的弟兄姊妹都劝我说，以后要小心一点。
A lot of brothers and sisters lovingly tells me that I have to be careful in the future.
年龄不饶人。
You're not getting any younger.
我得着了，因为我过去弟兄姊妹都了解我，我做事很猛的，我就真的像年轻人一样，我应该调整一下。
I hear it because a lot of you know I think I'm still as young as years ago.
神也保护我，我也听到一些爱心的劝勉说，你这个受伤可能好起来非常的困难，你该考虑退休的事了。这是在威加斯，不是在我们当中。
I heard some brothers from Las Vegas tell me that, well, because of this injury, maybe you should consider retiring.
我说 no， 我说神借着这件事，他要更加的坚强我，刚强我。
I said no, because through this, God strengthens me.
我还学到了一个。我伤的是梨状肌，就这么大一块很小的肌肉，平常谁也不会注意到这块肌肉的存在。
There's this muscle that's a very small piece, but normally people don't pay attention to it.
这提醒我们，我们在教会当中，我们这么多的肢体彼此的配搭，总有强的，有弱的。
And it reminds me in the church, these members of the church, there's strong and weak members.
哥林多前书十二章里边说到，我们离不开弱的，我是必须我们需要弱的。
First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that we cannot ignore the weak members.
因为要借着让弱的刚强，而整个的教会刚强，整个的身体刚强。
So in order to strengthen the weak, that would let the whole church be strengthened.
感谢主，我这次经历在床上躺着，反正经常想这些事，真值。
So thank God that because I was laying on the bed, I have time to think about all this.
我说到真值，并不是说以后还要再来一次。
That's not to say that I want to have it happen again.
这是默想的话题，其实后边还有很多，我们借着祷告求圣灵的引领。
So through prayer, we ask for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
现在我们周三的祷告会，感谢主带领更多的弟兄姊妹一起在周三的晚上七点半到九点，我们一起的祷告。
And praise God that through the prayer meeting on Wednesday, that more brothers sisters have joined.
我们也彼此劝勉说，我们在家中和孩子们一起，和夫妻之间，我们一起在家里边借着祷告来敬拜神。
And brothers and sisters can through at home that they can pray with the family.
我也分享了几次的口头语，见面，你今天祷告了吗？
We ask a greeting to each other is, have you prayed today?
我们都不愿意坏的经历，但是每一个经历都有神的祝福在里边。
We don't want bad experience, but every experience, there's God in it.
当我们经历软弱的时候，我们的祷告里边不要仅仅只是说，神啊，快让我度过这一段，赶紧让我不痛了，不要单单的是这样。
When we're experiencing weakness in our everyday life, we shouldn't just pray and ask God to remove it.
我们要求神说，神啊，求你使用这次经历，让我得益处。
We should pray that may God use this experience to benefit us.
侍奉服侍更是我们生命成长不可缺的。
Service is also something that we should not we must have in our life.
所以我们跟神呼求的时候，我们会求神，神呐、啊，求你破碎我。
So when we call out to the Lord, we ask the Lord to break us.
为什么要破碎我呢？因为我包括我自己在内，我们每一位都会有那么一个舒适区。
Because every one of us has this comfort zone.
舒适区外边包着一层壳，多年来越来越厚。
And this comfort zone has a shell around it, becoming thicker and thicker.
有时候我们想想要拱，把它拱破，拱着拱着没拱破，又回来了。
And sometimes we try to break it, but we are contained in it.
我们把自己当成活祭，完全把主权交托于主。我们一定要求神把我们这个破，把这个壳给打破，求神破碎我。
In order for us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, we have to ask God to break the shell.
我们也知道世界、肉体还有自我。总在阻拦我们，总在诱惑我们。
And we also know that there's all kinds of temptation around us.
我们在日常在经历或者在预防的时候，我们要求神说，求主保护我。
And we have to ask God to protect us.
让我不要陷入到那个诱惑当中。
So that we can would not be entered into temptation.
我们要以基督的心为心，这就是回到我们要披戴基督，我们把自己完全交托于神。
We have to use the Lord's mind as our mind. That's also talked about why we need to put on Jesus.
求神来教导我。
And ask God to teach us.
求神管教我。
To discipline us.
因为我自己做不到。
Because I cannot do it by myself.
服事是另外一个成长的一个机会。我们跟神呼求说：“神呐、啊，求你使用我。”
To serve is also a way for us to grow, so we need to pray and ask God to use us.
因为我们在服事当中，也是在经历与神的同在和生命的成长。
Because through service we experience God's presence with us.
应用的题目其实要展开讲要很多，今天其实这个题目是蛮大，只能说比较简单的给我们一个 highlight。
This topic is a big topic, and application there is a lot of things that we can talk about, so I just want to highlight some today.
所以今天我们简短的 recap 一下，我们讨论了三个方面的主题。
So,To recap, we talked about three points.
第一个，我们看神的旨意。我们圣洁的神呢，是要要求我们圣洁。
And so first we look at God's will. He wants us to be holy.
第二个是神给了我们应许和盼望。神顺从神就必然能成圣洁，靠着神。
And God gave us hope that through obedience, we can become holy.
然后实际的应用，我们在日常的生活中，在成圣的路上，要逐渐越来越活出圣洁的生命。
So, third is application, and when we're walking in the path of sanctification, we become more and more holy.
这就是神今天要对我们说的话。
And this is the word that God speaks to us today.
我们一同再读一下这节的经文。
And let us read this verse together.
罗马书十二章一节，其声。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Let's read together Romans 12:1 again.I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
愿神借着他自己的话语祝福弟兄姊妹，愿我们一同来过着圣洁的生活。
May God's word bless you, and together we live this life of sanctification.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你把这圣洁的一个话题放在我们当中。
You put this topic of holiness among us today.
你要对我们的心灵说话。
You speak to our spirit.
主啊，你在创造和救赎中，你应许了我们要成为圣洁。
In creation, you promise us to be holy.
主啊，你也教导我们说要过圣洁的生活。
And you teach us to live a holy life.
让我们在圣洁中行这条成圣的道路。
And in holiness, we can walk this path of sanctification.
主，愿你真理的光照亮我们的前行的路。
May your light of truth shine on this path.
愿我们在你的话语当中得着圣洁。
And may you give us holiness in your word.
愿我们自己完全的交托于你，主啊，求你掌我们的王权。
May you let us give ourselves to you, and you have your sovereignty over us.
求圣灵带领我们走这条永恒的路，成圣的路。
May the Holy Spirit lead us on this path of righteous sanctification.
祝福众弟兄姊妹，祝福你拣选的儿女。
Bless your brothers and sisters.
这样的祷告赞美祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.